Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Listen, now I don't know how Mangaliso does this. I mean, she's a relatively new kid on the block, but whatever she releases, oh my goodness. The girl is like a proper and absolute force to be reckoned with. I've got to say, respect. Yes, respect to Coco Records, but respect to Mangaliso Vena. I don't know how she does it, but man, I am loving every single delivery that she's giving us with these singles. I think it's about time they consider an entire album already. Nonetheless, I did make a promise to you that right about now, I'd be having a conversation with an amazing lady by the name of Refile Ramadikela, who is the owner of Hendrina Recycling in Mpumalanga, and she's been named Petco's top woman in recycling for her efforts to transform waste management and promote sustainability in the communities of Hendrina, Middelburg, and Siyabuswa. Now, the annual awards by Petco, which she's been part of, by Petco, South Africa's longest-standing producer responsibility organization, recognize inspiring work within the collection and recycling value chain throughout South Africa. Ramadikela is one of 11 sustainability change makers in 9 categories who have been honored for their contribution towards building a circular economy. And winners in the categories hail from Cape Town, Bloemfontein, Johannesburg, and KZN. And so she definitely represented Mpumalanga, I must say. Refile, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hi, Luko. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start here. How does it feel to hear so much said, and you're right in the midst of that sentence, having made such a change in our community? You're probably thinking, is this even me?
You know what? As soon as they started writing it on paper, and it also shocks me, but essentially, it's just what I wake up to do every day to try and make a change for community, and considering that we only have one environment, one ecosystem, one climate, one chance. So I think, yeah, more than that.
I love that. So how are you doing? Let's start there. How are you doing today? How's your Friday going so far?
Oh, my Friday is very well. So I'm just done with the school run with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming back from work. So I'm about to start dinner. And it's been a good day. It's been a productive day. We still do what we do. And for some odd reason, it's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
More than anything, to see recognition from people like Petco, who see whatever little that we do for the community, and I'm so grateful.
I love that. Now, maybe let's kick it off from here. You just spoke of school run, Refile. Maybe paint a picture for us, because I know you've probably received this from people, and they say, recycling, do you push those trolleys? What do you do? So exactly, what do you do at these school runs? And maybe give us an outline of what it is that your company does.
Okay, so I own a buyback center. This is a place where the collection of waste material, in our case, it's plastic, your Coke bottles, your Handy Andy bottle, your tin roof ice cream bottles, your boxes, and other stuff. And then we formed groups of people where we collect on a daily basis. This is in landfills, in hotspots, in the location, in town. We go to Pick and Pay and we recycle their boxes and other things and papers and other retail stores. And then it gets on site in a systematic way. And then we start baling it for it to be sold. And then we just manage to do all of that by extracting about 50 to 60 tons of waste from the environment.
Maybe let's we'll get to the school part. Wait, maybe what you can also enlighten us on is, I remember I had an ex-colleague who loved collecting the stuff from the office, and then he says he's taking it, especially the paper, he's taking it out for recycling, and he makes money through that. And I get it that you are definitely a company, but maybe share with us why it's so important for us to be part of such initiatives. Why is it so important, and what does it really mean? Because I hear you talk about environment. Why is it so important to you as well as a Bybek Center?
Okay. As a people, recycling should be important, because the moment you've used a product or you've drank your drink, you put your bottle inside a bin, not knowing what process it's going to follow. The actual fact is that bottle is going to end up in a landfill site, which is a portion of a certain area close to your community, where it is absolutely heartbreaking how the environment is not doing well in breaking down plastic, and how it's decaying. So the thing is, at some point, a landfill runs out of space, runs out of things, so they need to start another area. So in order to avoid a lot of these area within your community, some of that waste needs to be diverted. Okay. And now with the people who collect recyclables, people who work with recyclables, in this case, we call them waste pickers, they are the ones who help us divert the plastic out of the landfill. Mm. So that's why it should be important, because our land is in danger, because it could be filled with landfills.
I love that answers your question. It does. Absolutely. And before we even talk about your win, because we're going to talk about the win and how it made you feel, and. But I also just want to, like I said in the beginning, you spoke of school runs. You know what? I was at a school before, and I've got nieces that will always like collect stuff, and you have no idea why they collect. Maybe clarify to us what you do during school runs to go and collect at schools, or do you encourage kids to collect, or like do you give them lessons? What exactly are you doing at these school runs?
So the idea of involving children is that they are the easiest to pick up on good behaviors that we should be projecting within our communities. Mm-hmm. So when the children know the importance of recycling, why we recycle, what is the ecosystem, what is our environment, how should we take care of it, and they always show interest. So they understand the importance of recycling, because it's diverting what is reusable back into the economy. So when they recycle, we would then come on a monthly basis or every 3 months or so, and in their designated area, they would have a collection of their recyclables. We pick it up, and then we give funds to the school, or we buy them a couple of school shoes, some stationery, sanitary pads. There's a lot of ways that we involve ourselves in what the schools are trying to do with the children and installing discipline and education on them. So that's primarily what we do with the school runs.
I love the sound of that. Now, before we run off to my news headlines, let's talk about your win. You won, Sissy. Tell us about the feel. Tell us what this means for you as a business. How did this actually feel when the annual awards by Petco, you know, honored you as one of the winners? And I see some people were from Cape Town, Bloem, Joburg, and KZN. So you represented Mpumalanga well. What does this mean to you?
You know, Petco is such an incredible organization. From the moment of inception, when I was starting with trying to learn about recycling and things like that, it was them who had research on the internet, videos on YouTube, the moment that I started, they were there being supportive with small things like bags and encouragement. And the more I grew, I feel like I've grown because of them. Mm-hmm. And to be recognized by them as our industry leaders, you could say that, it's a complete honor. And I couldn't be more grateful. And it says something about us at Hendrina Recycling that maybe we are onto a good thing, a right thing, a thing that builds and a thing that protects. So to be part of that is so special, Luko. I can't explain it.
I can imagine.
Yes.
And also, before I let you go, what would you then say to the community? And I love saying the community because that's who you're basically working with. You are basically working with anyone and everyone in our society who needs to play their role. And as a person, obviously, that's on the ground, what would you say? What would you encourage Luko sitting right here? I mean, the other day I had a huge fight with my husband. He threw something off the window. And generally, I'm that type of person. There is a bin every here and there. Can you please wait until you've stopped and throw it in? I'm just that pedantic. I don't understand why you must throw things around. So what would you say even to myself? Because it might just end there. I might just be throwing things in the bin, but doing nothing more.
All I could say is that we all live in the same environment. We should all love it the same way because it cares for us, and we are made to care for it. So when we see it decaying, it must affect us.
Yeah.
And that's the behavior we're trying to change in the community. That in your own household, separate it so that it's easier for the waste picker.
Okay.
When you open your can, open it all the way so that the person is coming to pick it up to recycle it is working with a safe thing. Be aware that this is around us. And whether we like it or not, it's the future. This is where we are going. We have to recycle plastic. It can be recyclable. We can't allow such a useful thing to be something that destroys us at the end. So it's our behavior. Let our environment affect us. When you see something wrong with it, let it hurt you. Feel for it because you are there to protect it more than anything. And if we don't speak for it, nobody will.
Exactly.
Let's support our waste pickers on our road. Let's support any initiative that is going to support them in any way, because this work, they do it for themselves.
Yeah.
Because they have found a means of money because of it. So I think us as a community, let's be very supportive. And I was opening chips.
Being a mama.
Yes, basically, Luko, that's my message to the community. Our behavior, it can change. We can recycle and we can utilize this in our lives, and we can make money out of it and build an entire industry out of this recycling, because it's possible. There are many value chains that we can all add ourselves to. The more women, the more South African, the more Black, the more everybody is our responsibility at the end of the day.
Love the sound of that. Thank you so much, Rufilwe. I do believe we're living in the world of social media. We want to be inspired and learn from you as well. How do we follow you?
You can follow me on my Instagram, Rufilwe Ramadikela. We also have a Hendrina Facebook page. It's Hendrina on Facebook. And then we have our website, www.hendrinarecycling.co.za. You'll find all of our contact details and information there.
Thank you so much, Rafile. And go out there and shine. It's lovely to see a woman doing it for herself, especially as we approach Women's Month. And you really stepped into an unfamiliar ground, especially because you receive all this and recycle it. So thank you so much, Rafile. Go out there and be a champion.
Thank you so much, Luco. Enjoy the rest of your day. And thank you to your listeners. Bye, guys.
Bye. Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, anyplace. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
The search continues for top-quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.